The COVID-19 pandemic has sparked beef market volatility. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. In a recent conversation with Farm Bureau reporter and blogger Jake Putnam, I made a confession.
I don't know about you, but when the governor gave an order to shut down and stay home, I went running down to Albertsons and bought like 20 pounds of beef, not knowing what was going to happen, and put it in the freezer. Apparently, I'm not alone in doing that.
Yeah, we really saw a run on beef. Still, if you go to the market now, we're starting to see some of the beef back on the shelves, but it's still really spotty. That has sparked a lot of volatility in the beef market. So one of the things that we're seeing is that the beef cutout have skyrocketed. That's cut up meat. It's hit historic levels, the highest increases that we've seen. And then on top of that, you know, we're starting to see live and fed cattle futures, they're down substantially, and we're starting to see cash prices drop. So it's a lot of confusion in the beef market right now and in the cattle market, and it's just something that we're keeping a close eye on. Our ranchers are still producing meat. There are no shortages. I think right now it's supply line. But this is something that's very concerning.
And to no one's surprise, market experts say that the outlook remains uncertain. I'm David Sparks. This is the Ag Information Network of the West.